You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Craig Bach, and Calvin Butenoff. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call in, or text the show. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It's Friday.
Wow.
I know.
Holy cow.
Yeah, the weeks are flying by. Yeah. So Dan Schaefer will be here, Civic Media's political editor and also the creator of the Recombobulation Area. We have a lot of things to cover with Dan, including, finally, something from Department of Public Instruction head Jill Underley.
Yes. Yeah, finally, the department's speaking.
And yeah.
Democrats really aren't, but they'll be talking. We'll be talking more about the big story coming out of the Cap Times a couple weeks ago regarding, I mean, the term cover up is the only really the only way I can describe
this
it.
This is not a good thing.
Nope.
And in my estimation, it's taken a little too long to hear from Dr. Underley, but we'll talk about that with Dan Schaefer, along with, we mentioned this briefly yesterday, Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson with a flip a flop.
He's flipping and unflopping?
He flip flopped yesterday all of a sudden.
Goodness.
He's changed his mind about something he's been pretty solid on for a long time. And Mandela Barnes.
Man, I need that kind of confidence in my life.
Shouldn't we all?
Yeah.
That would be nice. For Audio Sorbet in hour number two, that's after the 10:30 news, where we lighten things up, get away from the news, take a breath, talk about sillier things.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this off the air, which is where these always come from.
Yeah.
And you were on Pat Kreitler's show this morning.
Correct.
And I always listen on my way into work.
Thank you.
And you were talking about jerseys and sports jerseys.
Yes.
And Pat has got it in his head now that as a man of a certain age, you're no longer allowed to wear sports jerseys.
Yeah. And he spoke of it as if it was a
rule.
A citywide rule. Like everyone
knows. It's a hard and fast rule.
Yeah, and I guess I was very just taken aback by the whole thing, and I've just, yeah, so we're going to talk about that in Audio Sorbet, talking to Dan about that, who just celebrated a big birthday this week. So we want to know about the rules of getting older that you may or may not know about, and you can also disagree with, too, because I personally feel like if you're 100 years old and you want to wear a jersey.
Oh, and trust me, there's all kinds of rules for women.
Yeah.
As we age.
Yeah.
And things they say.
Yeah.
This unnamed they.
Mm-hmm.
They say we should
some
not.
Some people.
Some, yeah, we should not be wearing or doing these things anymore. So we'll kick that around after 10:30, and then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with the People Are Strange edition under This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you can stick around for that. We did want to start off with talking about the economy and SNAP benefits and also the leader of the free world.
Yeah.
Checking in yesterday.
Yep.
About the price of things in the country, because a lot of folks talking about grocery prices, energy prices, gas prices, not coming down.
No.
But
no,
they are, if you just listen to Donald Trump. Well, actually, he just doesn't want to hear about it anymore.
You know, I was thinking about this, actually, Jane, for a moment. And I thought, if I go to the gas station, so I go to the Quick Trip.
Sure.
And I say, give me 1 gallon of gas. First of all, they're going to look at me and be like, what kind of life do you lead? I'd be like, a charmed
one. You're a sad man.
Okay. And then I just put down $1.99. And they say, well, that's not enough. I said, but the president said gas is $1.99. And I'm pretty sure you're not the president. So if he says it is, just take my money and allow me the singular gallon of gas that I require at the price he has set, because he is the president, and I personally don't want to hear about it either.
Yeah.
So let me get my gas and get on my way.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work real well for you.
Oh.
I mean, you could try it. Do that over the weekend and let us know how that goes. Calvin, let's play that clip from the president of the United States, Donald Trump, talking about the price of things. He said this yesterday.
But when you look at 25% reduction in costs for Thanksgiving between Biden and me, meaning this administration, that's a tremendous number. That's a tremendous, it's the biggest reduction in cost in the history of that chart or whatever it is they do, that they do a synopsis of everything. They cover every element of Thanksgiving meals, 25% down. So I don't want to hear about the affordability because right now we're much less.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about affordability. Daddy doesn't want to hear it.
Oh, please stop calling him. I don't care what they called him that. So gross when you say that. There's a lot happening in this statement I think is funny. One, him saying the word synopsis, just I cannot with that. It's a word that doesn't belong in his face. Second of all, Jane, I would like for you, please, to clarify his point on Thanksgiving meal, because we talked about this yesterday.
We did.
That, in fact, he is correct that prices for Thanksgiving food has gone down at one specific place, but there's a catch.
There is a catch. So Walmart is the company that does this every year, and they price the cost of a Thanksgiving meal.
Yes.
And they sell like a Thanksgiving meal package.
Exactly.
So last year, 2024.
Yes.
The price, the package for Thanksgiving included, I believe, 30 items.
20.
20. There were 20 items. 20 items.
Items.
20 items. Mm-hmm. This year.
Yes.
There are fewer items.
I believe there are 15, but Jane, it's high quality, name brand.
Generics. They replaced them with generics.
So you get less.
You get less, and poorer quality.
Well, poorer quality, but like you're not getting, but it's cheaper.
Well, actually, I've seen reports this morning that saying that it's still 5% higher than it was last year. So fewer items.
Yeah.
Not brand name items, and still a little higher than last year, but the president doesn't want to hear about it anymore because everything is down and life is perfect.
Well, and that also speaks to a great deal of things there as well, because I mean, we've talked about this at length about the fact that every day he's not like, it's one thing if you are the president to say, I'm so excited, prices are coming down, we're seeing, you know, all these great savings and people, but he keeps saying it as if he's trying to force us to accept it. And he realizes now he's at the end of that rope where we are just not accepting that as a fact of reality because it is not a fact of reality. So he's done talking about it. And when you played that clip for me this morning, I just got visions of my dad growing up saying basically, because I said so.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the end of the conversation when you're a child. And he's talking to us like children. He's talking to us like a dad who just doesn't want to deal with us. And that's it. Prices aren't going down. And what's funny is that we got a lot of people in the past few weeks on the live stream or the comment telling us how we're wrong and how we're great and how Donald Trump is amazing. Don't so much anymore, because you can't defend these points. At a certain point, the prices are not going down.
See, and to me, the fact that he's up until yesterday,
yeah,
he's been coming out every day,
yeah,
saying prices are down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming he is assuming that if he says that out loud enough,
yeah,
people will ignore their own lived experience and they will ignore the evidence they're seeing with their eyes. Hello, George Orwell. And just believe him.
Well, and that speaks to how, whether you want to talk about the media or you want to talk about the American people, we have allowed Donald Trump, the MAGA movement, everyone who operates within that sphere, a certain amount of leniency in as much as the big ticket items, because we have spoken so many times on the matter of you are busy, you have a life, you can't check all the news outlets, you can't be aware of every news story. I talk about this every day, and there are stories that you say to me, hey, did you say that thing? I'm like, I had no idea, because there are so many stories.
There's
going
so much.
The point being is, with those big ticket items, he'll say things and either people will ignore it or say, oh yeah, because Donald Trump told me we're ending wars overseas because he said so. But because it's hard to fact check that, as opposed to say going to the grocery store and realizing that the pasta you bought last year for $1.25 is now $2.35. That is stuff that just really, like, he's not right. He's not true. You can't speak to, as you said, lived experience. And unfortunately for him, we all have that lived experience and all of our grocery prices are going up.
Yeah. So after weeks of just essentially coming out and saying, no, everything is down. Gas mm-hmm. prices are down. Everything is great. Life is great. Now he's finally, after I think Tuesday's election, mm-hmm. now it's like, yeah, okay, whatever. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear yeah. about it. Take your complaints to somebody else. So I thought, since he doesn't want to hear about it, mm-hmm. we could contact our other members.
How do we do that, Jay?
Elected officials who represent Wisconsin. If you would like to find out how to contact the people who represent us,
I'd love to.
All you have to do is go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov, and you put in your address mm-hmm. and hit enter, and all of the representatives who represent you mm-hmm. from the very top to dog catcher, judges, all those kinds of things.
I like how you put dog catchers and judges. Well, same thing.
That's not quite. But everybody who represents you will come up along with their contact information.
Yep.
So maybe you can call Brian Stile and Scott Fitzgerald and some of the other House members who've been on vacation now for over a month mm-hmm. and tell them that since Donald Trump doesn't want to hear about your struggles with affordability, you can share it with them.
And I would say this, call Brian Stile's office and tell him, if you agree with this point, you support his bill that would say congressional members do not get paid during a shutdown.
Great idea.
It's a great idea. Here's me saying, good job, Brian Stile. He's my representative. I fully support that idea.
Yeah.
Do not pay them during the shutdown because they're just not working.
Yeah.
Another great thing to do while you're at myvote.wi.gov is check your voter registration
yes.
because there's maintenance being done. I'm not going to get into conspiracy theories. There's maintenance that's done on the voter rolls from time to time. And you, if you've moved and you haven't re-registered, if you haven't voted in a while, you may be taken off. So just go to myvote.wi.gov, check your voter registration, look up your representatives, give them a call, send them a letter. Be polite. Tell them what you like about what they're doing and tell them what you don't like. But that is how you keep democracy pushing forward, is making your voice heard.
Well, and again, just let them know what your lived experience is
yeah.
right now. Because again, the president doesn't want to hear about it.
No.
Don't complain to him.
No.
Because in his world, everything is ducky.
Everything is great.
Everything is fab.
He's getting a new ballroom.
Yes, he's got a free plane.
He's got a free plane.
You know, life is good.
All these people
girls in martini glasses. You know, what could be better?
This looks so uncomfortable. But yeah, it's if he doesn't want to hear it, whatever. Our representatives can hear it.
Let our representatives know. Yeah. Give them a call. Say hi, check yeah. in at myvote.wi.gov. Cindy, I see you on the line. We will take you when we return. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It's Friday, so Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area, will be joining us after the 9:30 news. Right now, if you are just joining us, we started off the top of the show. The President of the United States saying yesterday he just doesn't want to hear about affordability anymore because mm-hmm. everything is great.
Yeah.
Everything is perfect, and so he just doesn't want to hear about people complaining about affordability because in his world, everything is great. 855-752-4842. Cindy from Appleton, been waiting patiently. Good morning, Cindy. What do you want to say?
Well, I can't even believe this. You mean to tell me that we're in a government shutdown, the government employees are not getting paid, but legislators are getting paid?
Yep.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How the H does that work?
It's like enshrined. It's part of the law. They cover their own tushes. Cindy.
Oh, yeah. They take care of themselves real well.
Yeah. It's in fact, I want to look this up because I don't think it's in the Constitution. Please don't quote me on that. But yeah, they've enshrined that into law that they get paid when the shutdown happens. That
I want to say within the last 10 years or so, they also wrote it into law that they get automatic raises. That used to come up every year, and they would get excoriated for it.
Yeah.
So they just built it in now, so they don't have to talk about it anymore.
I might be wrong on that. I think everyone should get a cost of living raise, even if it's a slight percent or two here. But I mean, they make $174,000, so that's
which is not bad money.
Not if you can get that kind of. I mean,
a lot of folks would be happy to pull in $174,000 a year and yet still get over a month off. And if nothing else, has this shutdown not proved how completely superfluous members of the House are? Do we need them?
Maybe not 535 of them.
It sure doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. Cindy, I would call your representative. I would call Brian Stile, call his office, myvote.wi.gov, and tell him you agree that his bill saying Congress members shall not be paid during a shutdown is correct.
Great idea.
And he's got support from both sides, including Tammy Baldwin. It's not an unpopular opinion amongst Americans. I'm basing that on your shock from the information, but let them know that,
you
get paid when everyone else gets paid.
Yep.
And also be on the lookout for the fact that in all shutdown situations in the past, they have been given retroactive pay. They've been paid for the time they missed. They have been floating the idea of not paying them since the door shut 38 days ago. So these folks who are doing hard work, who are not making millions of dollars, they might not even get paid for the time they work for free. They will be working for free while congressmen do nothing, stay home, and get a paycheck. Thank you so much, Cindy, for
calling.
Appreciate
it, Cindy. Yep. Meanwhile, and I do want to get this in before we go to the bottom of the hour news, food share assistance restored to Wisconsinites. This is from Wisconsin Public Radio. Governor Evers' order came hours after a federal judge ordered the Trump administration to fully fund food assistance. This means that Wisconsinites who rely on SNAP shouldn't be waking up today worrying about whether or not they're going to have enough money to eat. The Evers announcement came just hours after a federal judge ordered the Trump administration to fully fund SNAP, also known as food share in Wisconsin. And by the way, the shutting down of SNAP, this is the first time this has ever happened under a shutdown, because we've had shutdowns before and they didn't cut off SNAP.
No, because they had the ability to fund it still. But this is their dream. They want to get rid of SNAP because when SNAP was about to end, it has ended last week when we were approaching that November 1 deadline. The amount of vitriol coming out of social media saying, well, good, they can finally work, or
all
good,
those moochers,
they don't need it, moochers, or maybe we'll actually save some money. I don't get free food. It's the most hateful non-Christian from Christians thing I hear on social media. Twitter is a seventh-level hellscape.
855-752-4842. Gene from Eau Claire joining us. Good morning, Gene. What do you want to say about this?
Boy, I sure hope they're stoking up that fire below for when these guys leave this earth. I mean, I cannot believe it. Boy, oh boy. You know what? It is so sick. I mean, this is insane. When you watch these people, their eyes are all glaring, and it's like, what in the devil are you on? Or what in the devil are they putting in your food? I mean, this is so unbelievable. After all the years I've been watching these guys, it is sick. So everybody, you need to pay attention to who's running for office. And the people that, like, the guy running for, excuse me, I'm having a senior moment here because I'm so frustrated.
That's all right, Gene.
The guy that's running for office to run our state again, up north.
Oh, Tom Tiffany.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? I watched him for years. That guy is one of the worst. All those people sitting there representing the state of Wisconsin, voting not for your benefit but to your detriment, they all made a mess of the state of Wisconsin. Guys, pay attention. This is bad news, and we need to replace those people. The Arpton name, believe you me, I've been independent my entire life. But these people are bad news, and it's only getting worse. So please pay attention. And thank you guys for all the information you give. And everybody have a good weekend. Oh, and don't forget to listen to Amicus Law Review.
It's so good.
Yep.
Yep. Thanks, Gene. And by the way, Roger and Stevens Point texted in, amen, Gene.
Yeah.
You go.
Article 1, Section 6 of the Constitution says that senators and representatives shall receive compensation for their services to be ascertained by law and paid out by the Treasury. I guess there's nothing about a shutdown, so they just use that as this way of saying, we get our money. So
give him a call.
It is the Constitution.
Give him a call.
I was right.
Let him know how you feel about that. News coming up next. Dan Schaefer will be here when we come back. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. He is Civic Media's political editor, also the creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area. Dan Schaefer joins us on Fridays. Good morning, my friend. How's it going?
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Greg. Always wonderful to be here with you on a Friday to recombobulate on the week that was here on Matt Nair on Air. And what a week it has been here on Matt Nair on Air. My goodness. Started with a little bit of an announcement from you, Jane.
Did have a little announcement on Monday. I will be retiring.
What?
You were here. You heard this. After 44 years... December 12th will be my final broadcast, and we'll have special guests and other special things. And I say with great trepidation, apparently some surprises.
Oh my God.
I love surprises.
Sounds like you really are looking forward to that more than anything.
Yes. Oh, surprises. but anyway, yes.
Well, you could always just stick around. Yeah, you know, I could talk you into staying, and you could just continue doing the show and talking with me every Friday, you know, forever now.
Pull me kicking and screaming by my fingernails out of Civic Media. no, it's time. It's been an amazing run the last 3 years here at Civic. Have been the most rewarding of my career, and I cannot think of any place I would rather wrap things up than with Civic Media. I mean that very sincerely. Let's get to it, and before we get to all the things that we're going to talk about...
Just quickly, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
In all seriousness, congratulations. A remarkable career. Very excited for your announcement and excited that you are going to be able to enjoy yourself in retirement going forward.
Thank you. And by the way, I want to give out a shout out to Hannah Kirby from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who did a really, really nice article about my upcoming retirement. It was really beautifully done.
Yeah.
I couldn't have written it better if I'd written it myself. So thank you to Hannah Kirby for that. That was really nice.
Shout out Hannah Kirby. I saw Rich Kirchen did one at the Milwaukee Business
Journal.
There's been trade press stuff all over the place.
Yeah, that was nice.
People love you, Jane.
Look at all this recognition for a long, wonderful career for Jane Matt Nair.
Oh, stop. Let's move on to other things, shall we? I wanted to just replay yesterday's clip, and we had a couple text comments come in, Dan, that I wanted to share as well. The President of the United States yesterday, he doesn't want to hear about it anymore. He just doesn't want to hear people complaining about prices because everything is perfect. Calvin, we have a clip from the leader of the free world. Can we play that clip from Donald Trump yesterday, please?
But when you look at 25% reduction in costs for Thanksgiving between Biden and me,
Biden,
meaning this administration, that's a tremendous number. That's a tremendous. It's the biggest reduction in cost in the history of that chart or whatever it is they do. That they do a
that
synopsis
thing.
Of everything. They cover every element of Thanksgiving meals. 25% down. So I don't want to hear about the affordability because right now we're much less.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear people complaining. Stop complaining to me. So we suggested that since the president doesn't want to hear it, folks could contact our local Republicans and share your concerns with them, and maybe they can pass them along to Big Daddy, who doesn't want to hear about it. We had a couple of texts come in that I wanted to share with you. Tiffany from River Falls, listening on WLAK in Amory.
Amory.
She says, Van Orden's staffer said he'll get an answer back to me on how Derek is planning to reduce grocery prices and whether or not he supports Brian Stiles' bill to withhold congressional pay. Also, if he has any plans to negotiate a new budget. By the way, says Tiffany, I will never hear back from them. I think that's a pretty solid take on that.
I want to call their office and be like, did you call Tiffany back? Because she talked to me.
That would be hilarious. Yeah. And Jim from Appleton, the vitriol-filled people who think that folks on SNAP aren't working. Every time I walk into a Walmart, I look around and see people working really hard. Mm-hmm. Then I realize 75% of them qualify for SNAP and all other kinds of government assistance because of the low pay and severely monitored hours that they can work. By the way, how much is the Walton family worth?
Lots.
Lots and lots.
Like billions and
really,
billions.
They're really struggling, I've heard.
They are.
That's why they need a tax break.
Well, and this goes back to, and I saw this clip yesterday from Josh Hawley, who is from Missouri.
They're worth $432 billion.
Yeah, the Waltons are having a tough time. Josh Hawley was questioning the CEO of Boeing about how much he makes.
Yeah.
And initially, he didn't want to say. He said, oh, that's widely known. Everybody already knows that. I don't have to tell you that. And Josh Hawley said, well, no, you make $33 million. He said, you got a 45% pay raise last year. Of the 32,000 Boeing employees, they got a 1% raise over 8 years. So again, these are the kinds of things that I just think people need to keep an eye on. That 1% over 8 years, be grateful for that. I got a 45% raise in 1 year, but it's fine. I earned mine.
You know, I came across some remarkable statistics on SNAP recently. Do you know that there's this author, Matthew Desmond? He wrote the book Evicted, which focused on Milwaukee a few years back.
Yes.
Very smart writer.
Great
very
book.
In-depth. He wrote his latest book is about poverty in America. And he was on The Daily Show not too long ago talking about, you know, the different ways in which we struggle really to address poverty in America. But he talked about SNAP funding and food assistance and talked about it as an investment in the future because so many people who are on that are children, and talked about like the return on investment from SNAP funding. I think he said every $1 put into SNAP, $62 comes back to you in society.
Wow.
You know, reduction, like you talked about, the people at Walmart who might be on food assistance or other social programs, you know, all sorts of things up and down the way that we spend money. And you know, and I think it's just a reminder that, you know, honestly, like we're talking about like whether, you know, we should fund the shutdown to make sure that people will get this. I think Democrats should take up the platform that we need to expand this. We need to be doing more of these food assistance types of programs to have a more robust social safety net in this country.
Well, if big corporations are not going to pay people a living wage, then the need for programs like SNAP isn't going to go away.
Exactly. And again, if you look at the statistics, it's so many of the people who are on that are children, are elderly people,
seniors,
are people with disabilities.
Yes.
And it's not, you know, they paint it as some sort of like moocher program when it is very much not.
So. And that's what they do with all of the entitlement program, all the social safety net programs. Every people who are taking Medicaid are able-bodied individuals who should be working. Well, some of them are working. A lot of them are working, and they still need Medicaid because their jobs don't pay them enough, and they can't afford regular health care. And guess what? As of the first of the year, they're not going to really be able to afford health care either. So, yeah, it's just constantly this, as we've said before, this othering and making anyone who takes assistance in any way, shape, or form as lazy, un-American, moochers, takers, whatever you want to call them, and we somehow eat it up and say, put that back on social media. SNAP is ended as of the first. Good. They can get a job like I have. It's like, that's not the narrative. You're missing the point.
Yeah. People need help. We should expand these programs.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. Tony on the live stream says, it's not even just CEO salaries. It's all their stock options that don't get taxed until they're sold. And guess what? You really never have to sell them.
Yep.
So you never get taxed on that money.
And there's these golden parachute things that CEOs will negotiate into their contracts. I remember I did a story about when I was a business news reporter about the CEO of Johnson Controls negotiating himself a like $90 million golden parachute or something like that. And it's just these numbers are out of control.
And isn't part of the problem, Dan, with these CEOs appoint fellow CEOs on their boards, and the boards are the ones who decide where these compensation packages come from.
Yep.
So I get a whole bunch of my friends on my board, and they put me on their board so we can all take care of each other.
Especially when there's these like acquisitions and mergers that happen with these conglomerates that just like, and then they funnel all of the money that comes in from those mergers up to the top of the company.
Yes.
To these golden parachute type things and CEO pay and stock buybacks and all of these different things that don't help regular folks.
We were just talking about Jeff Bezos. I mean, Jeff Bezos, one of the richest people in the world, he is getting a huge tax cut under the big billionaire blob of a bill. And what did Amazon do? How many jobs are they cutting?
Like 14,000.
Yeah. That's what they do with their with their tax breaks.
Yeah. It's, and then what they do is when we may even state the idea of businesses like that paying more in their 14,000 corporate jobs. When we say something effective, you know, oh, Amazon should pay more in taxes. Well, don't you see they're letting people go? They fired 14,000 people because it's so tough for them. When really the truth is, they don't need those 14,000 people because they're going to put it into AI and they're going to do everything to make it as least. It's going to be like the data center discussion where you're not going to need that many people in an Amazon warehouse
eventually,
to make it happen.
Yes.
You're going to need a couple dozen to maybe 100, and then the rest are just fired while they swim in tax rebates and tax cuts and no taxation and all of those things. And we have the temerity to say, can you pay just like a skosh more?
Just a little bit. Yeah. If you're just joining us, Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area. Lots of things to talk about, Dan. Let's talk a little bit about Tuesday's elections. And it's interesting seeing some of the spin coming out now from the Republican Party. They're all pretty much today like it was all blue elections. So, of course, this was going to happen. Nothing to see here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's just like, oh, well, they're just saying, oh, well, you know, blue states elected blue representatives.
No surprise.
I think the results, if you look beyond just, you know, the margins that the Democrats who won in New Jersey and Virginia were larger than many expected. Mm-hmm. Mamdani's win was larger than many expected. And I think there are a number of other races that we can point to that are something that we can learn from. You know, there are, I believe it was the Public Service Commission in Georgia, where two Democrats won, making it so that there was the first, you know, statewide election in Georgia that had been won by Democrats. They have the two senators, but in terms of like governor, attorney general, that kind of thing,
right?
They haven't elected a Democrat to any of those offices in like 20 years or something like that. And they swept them. And the Atlanta suburbs, my goodness, the Atlanta suburbs had one of the biggest swings blue that I've seen anywhere from any of these elections. And then I want to point out one in particular from Virginia. So Virginia had the big governor's race, but they also, if you look down ballot at the Virginia House of Delegates, it's similar to our state assembly. So they have 100 seats. We have 99 in the state assembly. Democrats went from 51 to 64 seats. And I guess after the break here, we can talk about what that might mean for the state legislature in Wisconsin come this time next year.
Well, keep recombobulating with Dan Schaefer. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide country wide. You can pick us up around the globe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvi Tini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, to download the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
It is absolutely free, so go to wherever you get your apps. Go to your app store. Look for Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. It is really fantastic. You can personalize it.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to our stations all across the state.
Mm-hmm.
We have some really great music stations as well.
Indeed.
So if you want to get away from the news, listen to RJN. Their music is fabulous.
It's very, very good. It very much... I don't want to say oldies. I'll say classics.
It's classics.
Classics.
It's great.
There
and then Lou Regani.
Lou Regani on Sundays.
On Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
Music of the Stars.
Music of the Stars.
So check it out. Download the Civic Media app. By the way, we do have some pretty fabulous contests, which tend to happen on the Civic Media app.
You must have the app to participate.
And there could be a fabulous contest.
Dan, put your phone down.
Coming soon. So download the Civic Media app. It is
absolutely free.
Dan Schaefer is here, so we can do some recombobulating.
I'm sorry. I wanted to say one thing about, we were talking about how the elections on Tuesday are going to affect, I think, the overall attitude of the country.
Tone.
The tone. I said to both of you in separate messages, this is the first time I felt like some hope, some good positive feelings. And you were talking earlier, Dan, about the Virginia race, and I feel like there are moments in this entire story where you find those very, very interesting pieces of information that seem like anomalies, whether it's the suburbs of Atlanta, but also I looked at the numbers from the Virginia governor's race, and when Glenn Youngkin ran 4 years ago, he won by less than 2%. And Governor-elect Spanberger won by, I think, at the last count, she's winning by nearly 15%. And I think when you listen to that, when you listen to the Republicans on cable news, you want to listen to the first 5 to 6 hours, because that's when they're going to be real honest. That's when they're going to really have to face the facts and really look at the problems that are. It's the two,
the
3 days
is coming
after.
Now. Yeah, like, oh, the spin just, is coming
it's,
now.
It's liberals voting for liberals, and yeah, people love communism, and dogs are voting too because tables marry dogs, and I hate people, and blah blah blah. But when we're talking about real effect, listen to them talk.
In the immediate aftermath.
In the immediate aftermath. Yes. But one of the things you wanted to talk about, Dan, and we discussed very briefly, is what this Tuesday, this past Tuesday's election results, will mean for Wisconsin coming up next year.
Yeah, so I think that's why I'm pointing to the results in the Virginia legislature instead of the governor's race. You know, a statewide race is a different thing.
Right.
But if you're looking at like all of these different parts of the state that voted for Democrats, it wasn't just, you know, once it wasn't just big cities, wasn't whatever. There was across the board swing towards Democrats, and that had a huge impact down ballot, going from 51 seats to 64 seats. Now, in Wisconsin, we will have the first fully post gerrymander election,
right,
in the Wisconsin state legislature, mm-hmm, this year. You'll recall that, you know, the assembly had their first full election under new maps in the last election cycle, but only half of the state Senate was up then. So mm-hmm, there was not a realistic path for Democrats to flip both and to have the first trifecta in the state in more than 15 years, which,
yeah,
would be just seismic for what it would mean for politics in Wisconsin. And so what I think these results suggest is that there is a real chance that Democrats could do this, could win the trifecta in Wisconsin. I think the most likely outcome is that they flip the state Senate. I would actually make Democrats the favorites.
Really?
To flip the state Senate at this point. There are three districts in the state Senate that have not yet had elections under new maps that are districts that were won by Kamala Harris last year. So if there is this blue shift at all in any of those three districts, and they are all districts where they have a Democrat running already. Jenna Jacobson in southwestern Wisconsin, Robin Vining in the Milwaukee's western suburbs, Trevor Young in Racine County and southern Milwaukee County. Those are three seats that Democrats could pick up if they win two of them and hold another key seat in the Eau Claire area, currently represented by Democrat Jeff Smith. Then Democrats would be able to flip the chamber. Now, I think the assembly is going to be a little bit more difficult, mm-hmm, but considering these results, it is very much in play. So a Democratic trifecta, again, which has not happened in Wisconsin since, you know, the session beginning in 2009, that would just be an absolute earthquake for politics in Wisconsin. And I do think it is in play.
And I'd like to speak a little bit more because we're running close to the time to grab a snack here. But I want to speak about that as far as messaging goes, lessons to be learned from Tuesday, and how the kind of the yoke that is Donald Trump that will be around the neck of Republicans who want to run for state seats here, because that's going to be a hard slalom to run. The fact that, you know, the message isn't popular, but they got to talk against their leaders. I want to talk more about that too, but it's going to be interesting to see what their campaigns look like.
Yeah, most definitely. And also what the landscape's going to look like by the time Wisconsin elections come around, because we're months away from that yet. We got a long ways to go.
I mean, a whole lot can happen between now and the primaries, now and the midterms next year. But I do think, like you said, Greg, there's reasons for hope here. Hope is a good thing.
We're going to continue recombobulating with Dan Schaefer. We have news coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Mayer on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.